daughters had gone to Smith College, and Smith has a tradition called Mountain Day, where the president declares a holiday. I always thought that was a great idea. And I tried to get Dartmouth to do it, and took it up to the faculty and so on. And they said, well, you know, it'd interrupt labs, and we have a problem if we have a visiting speaker. And they were very stuffy about it. It never went anywhere. When I got out to Wabash, the early years were, Vietnam was still going on. I was there when Kent State occurred, and a number of terrible things in the first years. But when Vietnam was clearly behind us, I said, you know, we need something like that. So I just told the faculty that we were going to have a holiday. They didn't like it a whole lot, but at least it was a small enough place I could get away with that. So I had a little holiday, which I called Elmore Day. I called it Elmore Day because there was a wonderfully awful poet from Alamo, Indiana, called James Buchanan Elmore. And I said, you know, somebody ought to recognize this unappreciated poet who wrote, in the spring of the year when the blood is too thick, there's nothing so rare as a sassafras stick. It strengthens the liver and cleans up the heart, and to the whole spirit new life doth impart. Sassafras, oh sassafras, thou art the stuff for me. And in the spring I love to sing sweet sassafras of thee. But I had Elmore Day, and I was very proud of that. I used to read his poetry at the flagpole at noon and so on. Well, when it was announced that I was coming to Rollins, the first order of business at the next faculty meeting was the faculty voted out Elmore Day, discontinued. But when I came to Rollins, I discovered that Rollins had had Fox Day. But, understandably, in the 60s, when life was so earnest, Jack Critchfield understandably discontinued Fox Day. But when I came, one of the great bits of fun I had was to reinstitute Fox Day. So I was able to carry the Elmore tradition with me to Rollins. And something that hardly anybody knows is I had developed a funny little proclamation at Wabash. And I brought that same proclamation down here, and I changed just a couple of words, and I took the picture of Elmore out and put a picture of a fox in there. And I had a little verse by Elmore about Indiana, and I took that out and found a verse by Elmore about Florida and put that in. So the original Fox Day proclamations are Elmore proclamations. And I sent that back to all my faculty friends at Wabash, and I said, Elmore lives.